Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're going to be tackling something today I think we've all kind of struggled with.
Yeah.
Those social media trends, you know, that seem to pop up every other week, like all the time.
All the time.
And make you wonder, like,
oh yeah,
am I falling behind? Am I missing out?
For sure.
Is there like a secret to success everyone else is in on and I'm not? So to break this down, we are diving into entrepreneur Glenn Marsden's latest YouTube video. He's known for kind of his no-nonsense, straight-talking advice.
Yeah.
And in this video, he really gets into the nitty-gritty of some of the social media trends that he's been observing lately, specifically coaching, manifestation, and spirituality.
Those are huge right now.
Huge. And he actually starts the video by talking about something that I think is pretty relatable. He talks about the need to prune his Facebook friends list.
Oh, wow.
Because he felt like a lot of his online interactions were really one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
And he was constantly pouring into others without really getting much back.
Interesting.
And he even mentions having to delete someone who questioned him about it.
Oh, no.
At the gym.
That is awkward.
Awkward.
Oh, man. That's tough because it really speaks to that larger issue with online relationships in general.
Totally.
They can be really surface level.
Yeah.
It's like they often lack the depth and the reciprocity that we experience with our real world connections.
Yeah. And it's easy to fall into those patterns, right?
Yeah.
Of giving more than we're receiving.
Definitely.
So it really made me think about my own online interactions too. And it made me wonder, like, how many of us are holding on to these digital connections out of habit?
Yeah.
Or like a fear of missing out.
Fear of missing out. FOMO.
Even when they might not be adding much value to our lives.
Yeah, I think that's such a good question. And it's something that researchers are actually starting to study. Like there's a lot of research coming out now on the psychology of online relationships.
Oh, wow.
And some studies suggest that having like too many superficial connections can actually make you feel more lonely and more isolated.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Isn't that interesting? It's like we're spreading ourselves too thin.
Too thin. Yeah.
So instead of focusing so much on how many connections we have,
right,
maybe we should be more discerning about the quality of those connections.
Yeah, quality over quantity.
Exactly.
And so this actually brings us back to what Marsden is talking about in this video.
Yeah.
Because this whole conversation about online connections kind of ties into his larger point about the potential downsides of certain social media trends, particularly in the areas of coaching, manifestation, and spirituality.
Yeah, those are three big ones right now.
The big ones.
Mm-hmm.
He's concerned about the lack of regulation in these fields.
Yeah.
And the potential for people to be exploited.
Yeah, because it's so easy for anybody to kind of set up shop online.
So easy.
And call themselves an expert.
Right. And he even gets pretty funny in this video talking about the coaching world and how it seems like everyone's got like a $10,000 black book program.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
That promises you quick success.
Right. Like in a weekend.
Like, yeah, a weekend workshop.
A weekend workshop or a 5-day challenge.
A challenge. Yeah, exactly. And he actually shares this story about a manifestation coach who told him to stop giving so much to others.
Oh, wow.
And instead invest $10,000 in her program.
Oh, the irony.
The irony.
It's like the very people who are promoting abundance and generosity are often the ones who are charging the most,
right,
for their services.
Yes. And it makes you wonder about their motivations, right?
It really does.
Yeah.
And I think it highlights the importance of being a critical thinker.
Yes.
Especially when we're talking about investing our money,
yeah,
in online programs or services.
Right.
It's crucial to do your research. You,
yeah,
know, look for credentials. Be wary of anybody who promises unrealistic results.
Right. If it sounds too good to be true.
It probably is.
It probably is.
And Marsden also brings up another really good point.
Okay.
About the allure of selling the dream.
Oh, yeah.
Versus, you know, the reality of strategy and hard work.
Right.
He says that a lot of these online gurus are really focused on creating like a glamorous image. They want to look successful.
Right.
And they want to sell you a quick fix solution when, you know, in reality, success usually takes years,
yeah,
of consistent effort and dedication.
Yeah. It's the classic get rich quick scheme, just repackaged for the digital age.
Exactly. And it preys on people's desire for instant gratification.
Right.
And I think a lot of us have an aversion to hard work.
We do.
But as Marsden points out, true success rarely happens overnight.
Rarely.
It's usually the result of years of grinding and learning from mistakes and constantly iterating.
And he actually draws a contrast in the video.
Okay.
Between these online gurus and figures like Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos.
Okay.
Okay, so they might have vast wealth.
Yeah.
But they don't spend all their time like hawking get-rich-quick schemes.
Right.
They tend to emphasize the importance of innovation, long-term vision, and a relentless pursuit of excellence.
So they're focused on building something that lasts.
Versus chasing trends and, you know, seeking a quick profit.
Exactly. And I think that's a really important distinction because it highlights the difference between building a sustainable business or career versus chasing the latest fad.
Right.
And so Marsden's perspective, I think, is really refreshing because it cuts through a lot of the noise.
The noise.
And reminds us that real success isn't about shortcuts or magic formulas.
Right.
It's about putting in the work, developing valuable skills, and building something meaningful.
And he uses this great analogy to illustrate this point.
Okay.
He talks about how in the book industry, he often sees people prioritizing hype over quality.
Hmm.
So they're so focused on, you know, generating buzz and getting their book on bestseller lists.
Right.
That they kind of neglect the fundamentals of good storytelling.
Yeah.
Compelling writing.
Right.
And I think that's a common trap in a lot of fields, not just publishing.
In any field.
Yeah. The allure of instant fame and recognition can be so intoxicating.
Yeah, it can be blinding.
But it often comes at the expense of substance and longevity.
It's like building a house on a foundation of sand.
Yes.
It might look impressive at first, but it's not going to last.
It's not going to last.
And Marsden also warns against judging a book by its cover.
Oh, yeah.
He talks about this phenomenon he calls the happy snap phenomenon.
Okay.
Where people will use these really low quality images in their marketing materials.
No.
And he sees that as kind of a red flag.
A red flag.
Like if somebody's not even willing to invest in a professional photo.
Right.
Are they really taking other aspects of their business seriously?
Right.
It's all about attention to detail.
Attention to detail, yeah.
And I think it raises a good question.
What's that?
If someone's cutting corners in their presentation,
are
they cutting corners in other areas of their work as well?
It's like that saying, you know, the devil's in the details.
Exactly. Those small inconsistencies can actually reveal a lot about someone's overall approach and their commitment to quality.
So true. And especially in the online world, right? Where first impressions are everything.
Whoops.
Those details can make such a big difference in how people perceive you and your brand.
Totally.
And speaking of, you know, online perception, he is very critical of what he calls the LinkedIn circus.
The LinkedIn circus. Tell me more about that.
It's where everyone seems to be positioning themselves as an expert, regardless of their actual experience or qualification.
It's so true. It's become this platform where self-promotion is almost more important than genuine expertise.
Yeah. So it's tough for users to distinguish between, you know, the real thought leaders and those who are just really good at marketing themselves.
Right. And that's a really important distinction.
It is.
Yeah.
So how do we as consumers of online information avoid getting caught up in this circus and falling for, you know, empty promises or inflated claims of expertise?
That is the million-dollar question.
Million-dollar question.
And that's where critical thinking comes in.
Okay.
It's about learning to question assumptions, evaluating sources,
and
really going beyond the surface to assess the substance behind the marketing.
Okay, so it's not about being cynical.
Right.
Or dismissing everything we see online.
No.
But more approaching it with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Exactly. It's about asking the right questions.
Okay.
Looking for evidence and not being afraid to challenge the status quo.
So we need to be savvy consumers of information.
Yes.
Just as we are with products and services.
Exactly. We have to be informed consumers.
Yes. And Marsden actually gives some practical advice.
Okay.
Right. In the video on how to do that.
I'm listening.
He talks about checking for credentials.
Okay.
Researching claims.
Yeah.
And being wary of anyone who's promising unrealistic results.
Those are some really good starting points.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it's also helpful, I think, to look at the broader context.
Yeah.
Like, for example, if someone is, you know, promoting a coaching program that promises to make you a millionaire in a month.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those.
You've seen those.
Like one webinar and boom, you're a millionaire.
One webinar, boom.
Yeah.
It's worth considering their own financial track record, right?
Exactly. Are they living the lifestyle they're selling? Do they have a proven track record of success in their field?
And what about testimonials?
Oh, testimonials.
They're everywhere.
They are everywhere.
Online.
And they can be very persuasive.
They can be.
But I think it's important to remember that testimonials are often carefully curated.
Right.
Like we're more likely to see the positive reviews than the negative ones.
Right.
And, you know, some testimonials might even be fabricated.
Oh, wow.
So while they can provide a glimpse into other people's experiences.
Okay.
I think it's important to take them with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
And not rely on them as your sole source of information.
Okay. So how do we go beyond testimonials and really vet someone's expertise?
That's a great question. And one approach is to look for independent verification.
Okay.
So for example, if someone claims to be a certified coach check with the relevant accreditation body.
Okay.
If they've written a book, see if it's been reviewed by reputable publications. Look for evidence of their work outside of their own marketing materials.
So it's about doing our due diligence.
Yes.
And not just taking someone's word for it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's also important to be aware of our own biases and vulnerabilities.
Absolutely.
Right. Because if we're feeling desperate for a solution.
Yeah.
Or eager to believe in a quick fix.
Yes.
You know, we might be more susceptible to that persuasive marketing.
It's like when you're really hungry, everything looks delicious.
Oh, yeah.
So we need to be mindful of our emotional state when we're evaluating information online.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to areas like personal development or financial advice.
This is making me think about those undercover videos that Marston mentions in the video,
mm-hmm.
where self-proclaimed life coaches were giving advice.
Oh, yeah.
On really sensitive topics like trauma and depression.
Oh, gosh.
Despite having no real qualifications.
That's a little scary.
It's scary.
Yeah. And it highlights the potential harm that can be caused when unqualified individuals position themselves as experts in fields that require, you know, specialized knowledge and training.
Yeah.
And the online world, unfortunately, has made it easier than ever for people to present themselves as authorities, regardless of their experience or credentials.
So what can we do to protect ourselves from these potentially harmful situations?
Well, I think one important step is to be skeptical of anyone who promises quick fixes or easy solutions to complex problems.
If it sounds too good to be true.
It probably is.
Probably is.
And it's also crucial to look for evidence of legitimate training and experience.
Right.
Does the person have relevant certifications or degrees?
Yeah.
Have they published research or worked with reputable organizations?
And if we're unsure, it's always best to err on the side of caution.
Yes.
And seek guidance from a qualified professional.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to ask questions and do your research.
Right, because your well-being is worth it.
Your well-being is worth it.
And it's interesting because Marston actually contrasts these self-proclaimed experts with figures like Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
And they might have vast wealth.
Right.
But they don't spend their time selling get-rich-quick schemes.
They're not doing webinars?
No, they're not doing webinars. Mm-hmm. They're focused on innovation, problem solving, and building businesses that create value.
They're creating things. They're building things.
And they're not afraid to share their struggles and failures.
Right.
And they emphasize the importance of hard work and perseverance.
So it's almost like there's this inverse relationship between actual success and the need to constantly brag about it.
Brag about it.
Yeah. The people who are truly making a difference are often too busy working to spend their time crafting the perfect Instagram post.
Right. It speaks to the importance of focusing on the process rather than the outcome.
Yes.
Because true success is not just about reaching a certain destination.
Right.
It's about the journey itself, the lessons learned.
Yeah.
Yeah. The impact we make along the way.
It's about aligning our actions with our values.
Yes.
And focusing on creating something meaningful rather than chasing external validation.
And that's a much more sustainable and fulfilling path to success, both online and offline.
Absolutely.
And Marston's perspective, I think, is just so refreshing because it reminds us that we don't need to buy into the hype or compare ourselves to the carefully curated images we see on social media.
Yeah, we can choose to define success on our own terms.
Yes.
And focus on building a life that is authentic and meaningful to us.
This whole conversation about selling the dream versus the reality of strategy and hard work.
Yeah.
I think it really resonated with me.
Yeah, me too.
Because I think a lot of us, myself included, you know, we've fallen for that trap of believing there's some secret formula or shortcut to success.
Yeah, that magic bullet.
The magic bullet.
That's a very seductive narrative.
It is.
Especially in a culture that values instant gratification.
Yeah.
And celebrates overnight successes.
Overnight successes, yeah.
But as we've discussed, true success is rarely linear or glamorous.
It's messy.
It's messy. It usually involves a lot of trial and error, setbacks, and hard work.
It's about embracing the journey.
Yeah.
Learning from our mistakes.
Right.
And celebrating the small wins along the way.
And being patient.
Patient.
And persistent.
Yeah.
Because real success takes time to cultivate.
It does. And this conversation is making me think about my own relationship with social media because I realize I spend a lot of time passively consuming content.
Yeah.
Comparing myself to others.
Yeah.
Feeling like I'm not doing enough or achieving enough.
I think that's a very common experience. Yeah. And it highlights the importance of being mindful of our social media consumption and setting healthy boundaries.
So instead of just scrolling mindlessly, we need to be more intentional about the content we engage with.
Absolutely.
The accounts we follow.
Exactly. It's about choosing to focus on the voices and perspectives that inspire us, educate us, and connect us with people who share our interests.
Versus those that trigger feelings of inadequacy or comparison.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
It is.
So it's about curating our own online experience to be more positive and fulfilling.
This reminds me of what Marsden said about the LinkedIn circus.
The LinkedIn circus.
And how it's become more about self-promotion than genuine expertise.
It's true. It's become increasingly challenging.
It has.
To figure out who is truly knowledgeable and who is simply skilled at marketing themselves.
So how do we navigate this landscape and avoid getting caught up in the hype or misled by these false claims of expertise?
That's such a good question. And I think one strategy is to be wary of anyone who overuses buzzwords or jargon without providing concrete examples or evidence to support their claims.
So it's not just about what they say, but how they say it?
Exactly. It's about looking for signs of authenticity, transparency, and a genuine desire to share knowledge and add value.
This is making me think about the importance of diversifying our sources of information.
That's so important.
Because if we're only getting our news and insights from a handful of people or platforms, you're missing out on a whole world of perspectives and knowledge.
You're limiting ourselves.
We are.
Yeah. It's essential to seek out diverse voices and viewpoints.
And to be open to challenging our own assumptions and biases.
Absolutely. That's how we grow.
We do.
Both intellectually and personally.
And it's also about being willing to question the status quo.
Yes.
Right? And not just accepting things at face value.
Question everything.
Question everything. Because critical thinking is more important than ever.
It really is.
In a world where we're constantly bombarded with information.
We're drowning in information.
We are drowning.
But we're starving for wisdom.
That's good.
So it's about developing the skills to evaluate information.
Yeah.
Identify biases.
Right.
And discern truth from fiction.
Those are essential skills.
They are.
For navigating the online world.
Absolutely.
And for making informed decisions in all aspects of our lives.
In all aspects of our lives.
It feels like we're constantly being bombarded with these messages that tell us we need to be doing more, achieving more, earning more.
Absolutely.
It's easy to get caught up in that whirlwind of comparison and self-doubt.
Oh, for sure. And that's where discernment, I think, becomes so crucial.
Discernment, yeah.
It's not about rejecting all coaching programs or online resources outright, you know?
Right.
There are a lot of legitimate experts out there.
Okay.
There's a lot of valuable information to be found online.
Yeah.
The key is developing those critical thinking skills to separate the wheat from the chaff.
So it's not about being cynical or dismissing everything online.
No, not at all.
But approaching it with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Exactly. It's about asking the right questions, looking for evidence.
Okay.
You know, not being afraid to challenge the status quo.
So we need to be savvy consumers of information.
Yes.
Just like we are with, you know, products or services.
Exactly. We've got to be informed consumers.
Marsden actually gives some practical advice on how to do that in this video.
Okay. I like it.
He talks about the importance of checking for credentials.
Okay.
Researching claims, being wary of anyone who's promising, you know, unrealistic results.
Those are excellent starting points.
Yeah. And it's also helpful, I think, to look at the broader context.
Yeah.
So, you know, for example, if someone is promoting a coaching program that promises to make you a millionaire in a month.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those.
Oh, yeah. Those.
Yeah. One webinar and boom, you're a millionaire.
Boom, millionaire.
Exactly.
You know, it's worth considering their own financial track record.
For sure. Are they living the lifestyle that they're selling?
Right.
Do they have a proven track record of success?
And what about testimonials?
Oh, the testimonials.
They're everywhere online.
They are everywhere, and they can be very persuasive.
They can be.
But it's important to remember that testimonials are often carefully curated. We're more likely to see the positive reviews than the negative ones.
Yeah, that's true.
And some testimonials might even be completely fabricated.
Wow.
So while they can provide a glimpse into other people's experiences, I think it's important to take them with a grain of salt.
Okay.
And not rely on them as your sole source of information.
So how do we go beyond those testimonials and really vet someone's expertise?
That's a great question. And one approach is to look for independent verification.
Okay.
So, for example, if someone claims to be a certified coach check with the relevant accreditation body,
okay,
if they've written a book, see if it's been reviewed by reputable publications.
Yeah.
Look for evidence of their work outside of their own marketing materials.
So it's about doing our due diligence.
It is.
Not just taking someone's word for it.
Exactly.
And it's also important, I think, to be aware of our own biases and vulnerabilities.
Yes, our own baggage.
Because if we're feeling desperate for a solution,
for sure,
or eager to believe in a quick fix, we might be more susceptible to that persuasive marketing.
Absolutely. It's like when you're really hungry and everything looks delicious.
Everything looks good.
Right. So we need to be mindful of our emotional state.
Yes.
When we're evaluating information online.
Especially when it comes to like personal development or financial advice.
Oh, especially.
This is making me think about those undercover videos that Marsden talks about in this video.
Uh-huh.
Where self-proclaimed life coaches
mm-hmm.
were giving advice on sensitive topics.
Oh, yeah.
Like trauma and depression.
Yeah.
Despite having no real qualifications.
That's pretty scary.
That is scary.
Yeah, and it highlights the potential harm that can be caused when unqualified individuals position themselves as experts in fields that require, you know, specialized knowledge and training.
Yeah. And the online world, unfortunately, has made it easier than ever.
So easy.
For people to present themselves as authorities.
Right.
Regardless of their experience or credentials.
It's the Wild West out there.
It is the Wild West.
Yeah.
So what can we do to protect ourselves from these potentially harmful situations?
Well, one important step, I think, is to be skeptical of anyone who promises quick fixes or easy solutions mm-hmm. to complex problems.
If it sounds too good to be true.
It probably is.
It probably is.
And it's also crucial to look for evidence of legitimate training and experience.
Okay.
Does this person have relevant certifications or degrees?
Yeah.
Have they published research or worked with reputable organizations?
Okay. And if we're unsure, it's always best to err on the side of caution.
Always.
And seek guidance from a qualified professional.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to ask questions and do your research.
Your well-being is worth it.
Your well-being is worth it.
And it's interesting because Marsden contrasts these self-proclaimed experts with figures like Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
And they might have vast wealth.
Right. They're not hurting.
But they don't spend all their time, you know, selling get-rich-quick schemes.
They're not doing webinars.
No webinars.
Right.
They're focused on innovation.
Yeah.
Problem solving.
Right.
Building businesses that create value.
They're creating things.
Yes. And they're not afraid to share their struggles and their failures.
Right. And they emphasize the importance of hard work and perseverance.
So it's almost like there's this inverse relationship between actual success and the need to constantly brag about it.
I think you're right.
Right. The people who are truly making a difference are often too busy working.
Yeah.
To spend their time, you know, crafting the perfect Instagram post.
That's a great point.
Right. It speaks to the importance of focusing on the process rather than the outcome.
Yes, process over product.
Because true success is not just about reaching a certain destination.
Right.
It's about the journey itself, the lessons learned.
For sure.
The impact we make along the way.
It's about aligning our actions with our values.
Yes.
And focusing on creating something meaningful rather than just chasing external validation.
And that's a much more sustainable and fulfilling path to success, both online and offline.
It is.
Marsden's perspective, I think, is just so refreshing because it reminds us that we don't need to buy into the hype.
Yeah.
Or compare ourselves to those carefully curated images we see on social media.
We can choose to define success on our own terms.
Yes.
And focus on building a life that is authentic and meaningful to us.
I love that.
Yeah.
This whole conversation about selling the dream versus the reality of strategy and hard work really resonated with me.
Yeah, me too.
Because I think a lot of us, myself included, have fallen for that trap of believing there's some secret formula or shortcut to success.
Right. We want that magic bullet.
That magic bullet.
It's a very seductive narrative.
It is.
Especially in a culture that values instant gratification and celebrates overnight successes.
Overnight successes, yeah.
But as we've discussed.
As we've discussed.
True success is rarely linear or glamorous.
Messy.
It's messy. It usually involves a lot of trial and error, setbacks, and hard work.
Yeah.
And so it's about embracing the journey.
Yeah.
Learning from our mistakes.
Right.
And celebrating the small wins along the way.
And being patient.
Patient and persistent.
Because real success takes time to cultivate.
It does.
And this conversation is making me think about my own relationship with social media because I realize I spend a lot of time passively consuming content.
Yeah.
Comparing myself to others.
Yeah.
Feeling like I'm not doing enough or achieving enough.
That's a very common experience.
It is.
And it highlights the importance of being mindful of our social media consumption and setting healthy boundaries.
So instead of just scrolling mindlessly.
Yeah, just being reactive to whatever pops up.
We need to be more intentional about the content we engage with and the accounts we follow.
Absolutely. It's about choosing to focus on the voices and perspectives that inspire us, educate us, connect us with people who share our interests.
Yeah, versus those that trigger feelings of inadequacy or comparison.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
It is. So it's about curating our own online experience to be more positive and fulfilling.
Exactly.
This reminds me of what Marzin said about the LinkedIn circus.
Oh, the LinkedIn circus.
And how it's become more about self-promotion than genuine expertise.
It's true. It's become increasingly challenging to figure out who's truly knowledgeable and who's simply skilled at marketing themselves.
So how do we navigate this landscape and avoid getting caught up in the hype or misled by these false claims of expertise?
That is such a good question. And I think one strategy is to be wary of anyone who overuses buzzwords or jargon without providing concrete examples or evidence to support their claims.
So it's not just about what they say, but how they say it.
Exactly. It's about looking for signs of authenticity, transparency, and a genuine desire to share knowledge and add value.
I like that this is making me think about the importance of diversifying our sources of information.
That's so important.
Because if we're only getting our news and insights from a handful of people or platforms, we're missing out on a whole world of perspectives and knowledge.
We're limiting ourselves.
We are.
It's essential to seek out diverse voices and viewpoints.
Yeah.
And to be open to challenging our own assumptions and biases.
That's how we grow.
Exactly. Both intellectually and personally.
And it's also about being willing to question the status quo.
Yes.
Right? And not just accepting things in face value.
Question everything.
Question everything, because critical thinking is more important than ever.
It really is.
In a world where we're constantly bombarded with information.
We're drowning in information, but we're starving for wisdom.
So true.
So it's about developing the skills to evaluate information, identify biases, and discern truth from fiction.
Those are essential skills.
Yes.
For navigating the online world and making informed decisions.
Yes.
In all aspects of our lives.
In all aspects of our lives.
Wow, this has been such an eye-opening conversation.
It has.
It feels like we've uncovered a whole new layer of complexity beneath the surface of these seemingly harmless social media trends.
Right. It's easy to get swept up in the excitement and the promise of, like, quick results.
Yeah.
But as we've been discussing, it's so crucial to approach these trends with a discerning eye. And a healthy dose of skepticism.
It's like we need to develop a whole new set of skills.
We do.
For navigating this digital world.
Absolutely.
Skills like critical thinking, media literacy, even emotional intelligence.
It's not enough anymore to just passively consume information.
Right.
We have to be active participants.
Yeah.
Questioning, evaluating, filtering that constant stream of content that's coming at us.
One thing that really struck me from Marsden's video.
Yeah.
With his emphasis on the importance of aligning our actions with our values.
Oh, that's so important.
It's not enough to just talk the talk, you know?
Right.
We've got to walk the walk, both online and offline.
It's about being authentic and congruent in all areas of our lives.
And that can be tough in a world where we're constantly bombarded with messages that tell us we need to be more, do more, have more.
For sure.
It's easy to get caught up in that game of comparison.
Yeah.
And lose sight of what truly matters to us.
Right. And I think it's about remembering that social media is just a tool.
It is a tool.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill.
Yeah.
We have the power to choose how we use it.
Right.
And we can choose to use it in a way that supports our values, our goals, and our well-being.
So how do we actually do that? Like, what are some practical steps we can take to create a more intentional and fulfilling experience on social media?
Well, one strategy is to start by just auditing your social media feeds.
Okay.
Take some time to review the accounts you follow, the content you engage with. Ask yourself, are these sources adding value to my life?
Mm-hmm.
Are they inspiring me, educating me, connecting me with people who share my interests?
And if they're not?
if they're not.
Unfollow.
Exactly. It's about being selective and curating your online experience to reflect your values and priorities.
Okay.
It's also important to be mindful of how much time you're spending on social media.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get sucked into that endless scroll.
It's like a black hole.
It is a black hole.
Yeah.
And so setting limits on your social media use can help you to be more present and engaged in your offline life.
Right.
It can also reduce feelings of anxiety and comparison.
So maybe set a timer.
Yeah.
Or schedule specific times for checking our feeds.
Those are excellent strategies.
Okay.
Another helpful tip, I think, is to be more proactive about the content that you're seeking out.
Okay.
So instead of just passively consuming whatever pops up in your feed,
right,
actively search for accounts, groups, communities that inspire you, that educate you, that connect you with people who share your passions.
So it's about taking ownership of our online experience.
Yes.
Shaping it to reflect who we are and what we care about.
Exactly. And remember, it's an ongoing process.
Okay.
The online world is constantly evolving, so it's essential to stay curious, adaptable, and open to learning new strategies for navigating it effectively.
This has been such a valuable conversation. I feel like I have a whole new perspective.
I'm so glad.
On social media and how to use it in a way that is empowering and fulfilling.
You have the power to create a digital experience that supports your well-being and aligns with your values.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to experiment. Set boundaries. Curate your online world to reflect who you are and what matters most to you.
This has been great. I think the key takeaway for me,
yeah,
is that social media, like any tool, can be used for good or for ill.
It's true.
It's up to us to be discerning consumers.
Yeah.
Critical thinkers.
Yes.
And mindful participants in this digital world.
And to remember that true success is not measured by likes or followers,
right,
or online validation.
Yeah.
But by the impact we make, the connections we forge, and the values we live by, both online and offline.
That is such a great reminder. Thank you so much for joining us on this insightful journey into the world of social media trends. And until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep creating a digital life that reflects your best self.